Graduation rates at Monroe County High Schools are higher than most other schools around Indiana, but school officials say they won't be satisfied until 100% of their high school seniors receive their diplomas. That's why they're working to implement a program called Communities in Schools to help address non-instructional issues that often become obstacles to completing high school. News Director Sarah Vaughn spoke with Vivian Ashmali, the Director of Communities in Schools of Indiana, and local MCCSC grant specialist Carol Gardner about the program.
Vivian, can you tell me what Community in Schools is?
Sure. Communities in Schools partners with local school districts, and we place a site coordinator in the school that will surround students with a community of support, empowering them to stay in school and achieve in life. That's our mission. So basically what that means is that, you know, there are a lot of students that have challenges that impact their ability to be ready to learn. And so Communities in Schools works with partner organizations within a community to help direct those support services to students that can benefit the most. So it's very individually designed for each community and each student that would benefit from Communities in Schools partnerships. Communities in Schools can work at any grade level, age level. In Bloomington, the request has been to start at the elementary school. And I think the thought process is that if we can work with families and build and students and build some good strategies and planning and good habits, that those students will be better prepared to make decisions as they go through the educational process. This program is highly supported by educators because it helps teachers teach. And if we can work to help remove some of those social, emotional, and community issues, then our classroom teachers can focus on the academics and focusing on helping their kids in the way they're trained to do.
Does the family of a student have to meet a certain criteria, say have a certain income level, in order to be able to be part of a Communities in Schools program?
No, actually, Communities in Schools really is kind of like a two-pronged approach. We work with programs and supports that can come in and benefit all kids. And those are some things that schools are already doing. It's just we can add some manpower to that, things like backpacks or school supplies or college and career experiences or enrichment kinds of activities. And then we work with a select group of students who are referred either through classroom teachers, other administrators, or through parents. And we provide intensive wraparound services to those students. And when we do that, we work with the families to provide those services.
So for those of us who aren't social workers, what constitutes wraparound services?
Sure. So maybe a teacher notices that a student is struggling to see the blackboard. So you can work to get that student eyeglasses, or it can be working even more broadly with families that may be experiencing anything from lack of work to homelessness. And all those things impact a student's ability to be able to focus when they come into the classroom. And so it can be, like I said, anything from food to basic needs to just helping families know that there are options out there and helping students and families plan and prepare for college. You know, the most important thing for students is to know that they have caring adults in their lives. And so what a Communities in Schools site coordinator does is meet with students on a regular basis and help them identify their goals and develop some planning and problem-solving skills and then support them as they're making those decisions and going through some of those challenges.
Carol Gardner, you're leading the MCCSC effort to implement Communities in Schools. This is basically about dropout prevention. Is that correct?
To keep kids from dropping out, you have to start early. So we always start in the elementary schools. to help the parents make sure that they have the foundations so that when they do get to middle school and high school, that that support is even exemplified. So the schools that we have talked to that have had this model in place for a while, that's exactly what they did, is they started in their elementaries and now they've expanded to their middle schools and high schools. Our graduation rate, because of what we do to help all students, even in alternative programs, isn't as low as it is in other places. But if it's not 100%, it's too low. So we want to make sure that we increase that even more, and make sure that kids have the skills they need when they graduate. We want to make sure that everyone has their science, technology, engineering, mathematics in place. Besides literacy, we want to make sure STEM is in place. You know, we feel like we've got some great things in place already, but, you know, we want to make sure that we're hitting every student and are providing what will help them be successful in life.
Can you be specific about the kinds of services and support that students would get from communities and schools?
So every elementary school that we have applied for this particular support, which is Fairview and Templeton, will have a communities and school person who will make sure that everything is in place as far as the types of community agency support and or academic support. We have a model in place right now at Fairview where we have a person who takes all of our volunteers at that particular school, all of our community support at that school, and make sure that everything is provided to the families. You know, we're very concerned about young families that, you know, have these very young children, and we want to make sure that they have all the resources at their fingertips so that they know where they can go, who can help them, who can answer their questions. You know, we have amazing services here in our town, and lots of times the families and the agencies just don't connect for a variety of reasons. You know, we've reached out to IU and their health services that what kinds of things they can do to help families that have questions about their children's health, the questions about even just raising their children. Right now we have a partnership with Catholic Services with some counseling, but we need to, you know, make sure that all of our families are aware. But what communities and schools will do for us is make that we have something that is effective and efficient, and we'd like to duplicate that into the other schools.
So you mentioned in the school board meeting that the program supports topics like mentoring, parental engagement, health and nutrition. For example, mentoring, can you tell me who would be doing the mentoring and what kind of mentoring might be given?
Any one of our volunteers could be a mentor. Any one of our agencies could be a mentor. It could be teachers. It could be, parents. But we need to make sure that we have the right people in the right place at the right time.
And when you mentioned parental engagement in the board meeting, how do you engage parents? What tactics might be used?
Well, that is one of the things that we'll get some help for, because as educators, we've always believed that we encourage parental support. But we need to hear from the parents. What kind of support do they need? We need to hear from others that have found some success in making sure that the parents feel supported. This will be a work in progress, of course, and we'll continue to learn. We're going to make sure that the parents have a voice, we're listening, and that we're providing what they need.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.
Gardner says getting community buy-in was crucial to being able to get support from the state communities in schools program. Gardner says the Community Foundation of Bloomington and Monroe County have committed to being sponsors for the program. For more information about the communities in schools, go to communitiesinschools.org.